to DayFM's Last Word on Health with Matt Cooper and Benelin non-drowsy chesty coughs. Gets to work fast. Always read the label.
Dr. Dermot O'Leary, our weekly contributor to our health spot, is with us, health blogger, GP in Cork. Dermot, I want to talk to you about the thyroid gland, because you hear people telling you that they have an underactive thyroid, an overactive one. What does that mean and why is it important?
So the thyroid gland is a butterfly-shaped gland in our neck. It's just below our larynx or our voice box, above the clavicles or collarbones, and it's behind our trachea. So it produces hormones that regulate how our body uses and stores energy. It regulates our heart rate, temperature, metabolism. It secretes thyroid hormone. And the main thyroid hormones are thyroxine or T4 or T3, which is triiodothyronine. And it secretes those hormones in response to TSH or thyroid stimulating hormone, which comes from the pituitary gland at the base of our brain. So it basically it controls our metabolism, basically.
So that's quite important, obviously, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's really, really important. So, you know, as you said, you can either be overactive or underactive. Underactive thyroid is more common than overactive, but both, you know, quite serious and can have, you know, long-term complications, you know, if left untreated.
Why, untreated? What sort of consequences?
So for overactive thyroid, there's too much thyroid hormone being released by the thyroid gland. It can increase your risk of atrial fibrillation, palpitations, the heart rate is going too fast. Atrial fibrillation is an irregular heart rhythm, which if left untreated can lead to heart failure, increase your risk of stroke. Untreated overactive thyroid as well can lead to osteoporosis, brittle bones, thyroid eye disease is another one as well. It's a really important potential complication of overactive thyroid. Graves' disease is the most common cause of overactive thyroid. That's autoimmune disease of the thyroid. So it's when the immune system attacks the thyroid gland and causes it to produce too much thyroid hormone. That can cause thyroid eye disease. So that's inflammation of the muscles, the extraocular muscles, the muscles around the eyes, which can cause eye protrusion. That the patient, if you have this, you can see double vision. That's diplopia, corneal ulceration, ulcers of the whites of the eyes, and there can be sensitivity to light, dry, gritty feeling eyes as well. So that's one of the most serious potential consequences of untreated overactive thyroid. It can actually cause blindness in severe cases if left untreated. If left untreated, both underactive and overactive can have long-term complications in terms.
This something that women are more likely to get than men?
Yeah, unfortunately, we are. You know, with autoimmune diseases, women are more prone to getting them. So we are 5 times more likely to get autoimmune thyroid disease than men. But in general, women are more likely to get autoimmune diseases than men in general. So we are more likely to get thyroid disease than men.
So you've been talking about the overactive thyroid, but you can also have an underactive one. And what will that do to people?
Yeah, underactive is far more common. So symptoms you might feel, so that when you've underactive, you don't have enough thyroid hormone, so you'll have a low T4 level, that's a thyroxine. In response to that, then the pituitary gland that I mentioned at the start, that will increase your thyroid stimulating hormone to try to boost up your thyroid thyroid gland production. You'll feel sensitivity to cold, weight gain, difficulty losing weight, even, you know, with diet and exercise. Women can have menorrhagia or heavy periods, constipation due to, you know, gut sluggishness or slow gut motility, low mood, depression. In older adults as well, it may present as what seems like dementia. But if, you know, we check the thyroid level, it might be simply an underactive thyroid. So it's a potential reversible cause of dementia. You might notice bradycardia, slow heart rate, dry skin, brittle hair, nails, carpal tunnel carpal tunnel syndrome as well. And then it might cause difficulties if untreated during pregnancy, can lead to things like preeclampsia, that's high blood pressure during pregnancy, miscarriage, low birth weight, or preterm birth as well. So, you know, it affects us from top to toe if your thyroid isn't functioning correctly and if left untreated.
Is it something that is in your DNA, or is it something that you develop through lifestyle or because of a virus? What is it?
It can be something that we inherit, particularly, you know, if it is an autoimmune cause. So Graves' disease is the overactive thyroid autoimmune disease. So that is something that that does run in families. Then thyroid nodules can occur as well, cause overactive thyroid. And medicines sometimes as well, like amiodarone, that's a medication that we use to treat atrial fibrillation. That's an irregular heart rhythm. So amiodarone can actually cause overactive or underactive thyroid. Lithium is another medication that's used that can potentially cause a thyroid disease. Thyroiditis is inflammation of the thyroid, which can cause overactive thyroid. That you might feel like a painful swelling in the neck. There might be raised inflammatory markers on blood testing. Something called de Quervain's thyroiditis is a post-viral syndrome where the patient feels malaise, fever, tiredness, and that tender or painful swelling in the neck, in the thyroid. Sometimes as well, interventions like medical interventions, iatrogenic causes of thyroid diseases. If you're treated for overactive thyroid, for example, with surgery, then you're left with consequent underactive thyroid.
Is that the treatment? If you have a seriously overactive or underactive thyroid, do you actually have to have it removed?
So it depends on the cause of it. So underactive thyroid, the treatment is quite straightforward. Replace the hormone. So we give levothyroxine, that's T4, replace the hormone and then keep an eye on the levels after that. Treatment of overactive thyroid sometimes involves surgery, not all of the time, but surgery is sometimes needed. Sometimes we can just treat it with medicines. Medicines we use for overactive thyroid are carbimazole or propylthiouracil. You may need to be on those for a few months and then stop, or might need to be a bit longer. It's really important to keep an eye out with those medicines for your white cell count. They can sometimes cause a low white cell count, which weakens your immune system, essentially. Then the other interesting one, aside from medicines and surgery, is radioactive iodine treatment. So the patient is given a capsule which contains iodine and low-dose radiation. It's a one-off treatment, and it destroys the thyroid, parts of the thyroid gland, essentially. It's a one-off treatment for overactive thyroid. It's important with the radioactive iodine treatment, that the patient avoids pregnant women and children for a few weeks afterwards. Women shouldn't get pregnant for six months after taking it, and men shouldn't father child for 4 months after taking it. So that's another potential treatment for overactive thyroid as well.
Okay, I'm going to have to leave it there. We're out of time, but it's a fascinating topic. So many people affected by this, and has such an impact on their lives. Dr. Dermot O'Leary, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
Today FM's Last Word on Health with Matt Cooper and Benelin non-drowsy chesty coughs. Gets to work fast. Always read the label.